This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this Sunday, the clocks change. A lot of you guys already know, a lot of you guys don't. Yeah, the clocks change again. We lose an hour of sleep. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I had promised you guys that I would get this done. I would make so much noise to stop this archaic practice. This concept of us having to still change our clocks when we've been, it was started during wartime. A watch, you'll see they'll probably bring it up again. We should not be still doing this in 2022. And there's health effects, there's health risks. And here we are, we got to change our clocks. So the 13th on Sunday, we have to at 2 a.m. put our clocks forward. No, yeah, forward an hour because we're at spring forward. And I'm sick of spring forward. Sick of spring forward. Spring it forward and you lose an hour of sleep. It's dumb. It is so dumb. I know, and it feels like we just changed it. And mind you, we have a lot of doctors out there that want this completely done. There's a lot of experts. American Academy of Cardiovascular Sleep Medicine are supporting we eliminate clock changes. They want to stick with permanent standard time, meaning keep it where it is. American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine, the American College of Chest Physicians, American College of Occupational Environmental Medicine, California Sleep Society, Dakota Sleep Society, Kentucky Sleep Society, Maryland Sleep Society, Michigan Academy of Sleep Medicine, Missouri Sleep Society, National PTA. Ooh, don't get the parents upset. Trust me, the parents are like, what the hell, my kids. National Safety Council, Society of Anesthesia and Sleep Medicine, Society of Behavioral Sleep Medicine want the clock changes to stop. Southern Sleep Study, ooh, from the South. Oh, man, and they're nice. People from the South are so nice. So if they don't like that these time changes happen, they're fixing to get them done. I agree. Get her done. I don't like them either. Start School Later is a program that says we need to stop it with the school with the time changes. Tennessee Sleep Society, Wisconsin Sleep Society, and World Sleep Society. So we're not the only ones that can't stand it. Apparently, there has been legislation in all 50 states. With the exception of the ones that don't change their clocks, like Alaska and Hawaii. And they want for us to pick one. The problem we have is some states are picking daylight savings as their year-round. Others are picking daylight standard. So, you see, I like standard. I just do. I just always have. It's because I've lived in summer areas. And so to have more sun in the heat in the desert has been miserable. And so standard time, I sleep better during standard time. I just seem to do better. So if I had to pick one, I prefer standard. But my state voted for daylight saving, where after the clocks change, that time change is when they want to keep it year-round. And it's because we follow California, because we have a lot of tourism for California. So in Nevada, we are it's a little bit, you know, we've voted for daylight savings. Other states have voted for daylight standard. And so I wrote this. It's the same piece I write year after year. And you can click on each state to look at what your state has done in terms of legislation. A few years back, California passed Proposition 7, making daylight savings time year-round and permanent. So why isn't it done? You know, in fact, there's an Atlantic Standard Time. Some states put forth legislation for that. It's a time zone 1 hour ahead of Eastern. That puts them on year-round daylight savings time. That includes Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. And so, you know, what's the holdup? Well, it takes the Congress to allow us, the Uniform Time Act, to, I guess, alter it. And just to kind of go back with the history here, everybody said it started with Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin wrote an essay for Parisians entitled An Economic Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. That was back in 1784 to go, look, if you change the time when you woke up, you could use less candles and save your candles. It was actually kind of brilliant. But it didn't really get started until Germany in 1916 adopted it. Then Woodrow Wilson signed it into law in 1918 to conserve coal during the Great War. They called it wartime. A handful of states kept it after the war. Then in 1942, FDR wanted to assist the conservation needed for the war efforts, made daylight savings time year-round, and he officially called it wartime. But then after the war, there was no federal law to maintain the time change. So the Uniform Time Law of 1966 tried to unite the states, where daylight savings time began on the last Sunday of April and then ended on the last Sunday of October. States had the right to vote to exempt themselves, so like Arizona, Hawaii. By 2007, the Energy Policy Act, created in 2005, said, look, we're going to do it 2 a.m. on the second Sunday of March and end at 2 a.m. on the first Sunday of November. So that's why it's a little different. Because I remember Halloween, we would kind of have the extra hour. So it switched. So most of us doctors, we don't like it. Dr. Paul Kalikas, a good friend of mine, he's working with some doctors in Nevada and some legislators in Nevada to try to get this done permanently. A study in the University of Colorado found a spike in car accidents the first week of daylight savings time change. Why? Well, I guess people who lost an hour of sleep, they were more groggy. In 2014, a study found heart attack risk to spike 25% the following Monday after the spring forward. And then another study found IVF success rates drop. So car accidents, workplace injuries go up, suicides go up, pregnancy loss, fertility issues, depression, it's done. Sign the petition. We have a petition. It's on my Facebook and my Twitter. Sign it so we can tell Congress, move on this. I understand they're distracted, but they're always distracted. It's either COVID or the war. Marco Rubio had submitted the Sunshine Act to get this done. We don't need to be dinking around with our time changes. We've been so progressive with everything else. Let's get rid of this archaic process. It's stupid. Sign the petition. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so guys, you're going to love this one. This month is, March is colorectal cancer awareness month. Ooh, yay! That means we get to talk about the colon. Come on! Look, I have to teach you guys something. I have to bring up something medical. Because I am a doctor, but can't just always talk about the news. Even though I kind of talk about the medical aspect of things or the psychological aspect of things. I mean, I use my MD to kind of go through all the headlines. Like we got this headline, we got to talk about how the Pentagon had to close a fuel tank facility in Hawaii because it sickened a bunch of people. I'll tell you about that. That was crazy. But I do have to also bring up other headlines that have to do with health. So March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Ooh, let's celebrate. This is not a fun cancer because multiple people in my family have gotten colon cancer.
both sides, which means my colon is behind the eight ball. I've had four colonoscopies so far. Four colonoscopies. And I just turned 50. Why? Well, because when I was in my 30s, everybody was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. In our family, we get colon cancer. You get your tushy in there now. And I go, can't just my colon go? Does my tushy have to go? I go, get your tushy in there now. So excluding some skin cancers, colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer and cancer death in both men and women. According to the American Cancer Society this year, there will be 106,180 new cases of colon cancer in this year alone. 44,850 new cases of rectal cancer. Now, I know, you know, people hear statistics and they go, all right, now I have thousands of people. Well, I mean, think about where you live. People you're around at the store, in school, at work. One of those people could be a colon cancer or rectal cancer patient. And it's still common enough. 53,000 are going to die this year alone from colorectal cancer. And if you're African American, you are at much higher incidence. And that's why I have for years said, can we screen African Americans sooner? And I would. I would prefer my African American patients to the GI doctor. I would refer anybody at high risk, but especially I'm like, look, I know they keep saying 50 years old. I worry. I don't trust that's going to be early enough. And only recently have they now expanded guidance to allow earlier screening for African Americans. So the stages of cancer. Zero stage is where cancer cells are found in the innermost lining of the colon, have not spread, like in a polyp that is has become cancerous. The tumor has then, if you're level one with cancer, or stage one, the tumor has spread beyond the inner layer, but does still remain within the colon. Those are very good prognoses. Stage two is where the cancer has grown outside the colon, but has not spread to the lymph nodes. Stage three is when the cancer has grown outside the colon, has already spread to the lymph nodes. Why is that bad? Well, the lymph nodes are a conduit where those cells could go to other parts of the body. Stage four is where, the cancer's already spread to other parts of the body. So risk factors. Who of us are at risk? Well, genetics. If my grandma on my mom's side had colon cancer, my grandfather on my father's side had colon cancer, I'm screwed. Family history of colorectal cancer, tobacco use, alcohol use, if there's mutations that you acquire, obesity, poor diet, physical inactivity, if you have diabetes. If you've had a history of precancerous or adenomatous polyps, those could mean you're at higher risk. And then if you have a history of inflammatory bowel disease. So my favorite test in the world not to have, but my favorite medical test on paper is the colonoscopy. And the reason why I like the colonoscopy is you could get a mammogram to screen for breast cancer, or you could get a chest x-ray or a CT to screen for lung cancer, but all it does is, you know, take those pictures and alert us, which are important. Colonoscopy is the only screening test that actually helps cure you as it goes. So, for example, on my fourth colonoscopy, I had a polyp, and that polyp got removed. That was a benign polyp, but all cancer will start from a polyp. Now, not all polyps turn to cancer, but if you're going to get colon cancer, it's going to start from a polyp. So if you get rid of that polyp, you won't get cancer. Now, some people are like, well, why don't you just take out the colon? You can't. You need the colon. What the colon does is it absorbs fluid from your food and helps make stool to help you pass the stool and the food that you didn't need and, you know, toxins and things that you consumed that you shouldn't have consumed. You need stool to get rid of that, and you need your colon. But if they get rid of those polyps when you get your screening done, then that polyp will never have a chance to turn to cancer. You still need to be screened because you can make new polyps. Now, sigmoidoscopy, people ask, why don't I just do that? It was interesting. I trained at Kaiser Permanente, and on Mondays was sigmoidoscopy day. So I learned how to do sigmoidoscopies blindfolded. The problem with the sigmoidoscopy is it only goes through the sigmoid to the at the deepest, the left side of the colon. There's other cancers that hit the right side of the colon. So the colonoscopy goes all the way up. It goes through the rectum, through the sigmoid colon, the descending, transverse, and then ascending colon on the right. It goes from left to right. And so the sigmoidoscopy, even though the majority of the cancers are left-sided, I want to know that just in case I have that rare right-sided colon, it can pick that up. So I go for the whole colonoscopy. Plus, with the colonoscopy, you get to be asleep. So you get to be, you know, they give you something, you sleep, you wake up, and you're like, you know, where's my cigarette? But with the sigmoidoscopy, you're, you know, sedated, but you're awake. So it's not fun. Now, according to the United States Preventive Services Task Force, screening for colorectal cancer begins at age 50 and continues until age 75. The decision to screen for colorectal cancer in adults aged 76 to 85 has to be an individual one, meaning they don't want to say if you're 75, you're screwed. But there are people over 75 that are like, look, I got another 20, 30 years ahead of me. Do it. Now, they did drop down the screening to 45 for those at higher risk. So this was huge because I think a lot of people get diagnosed with cancer in their 40s and 50s and to wait. In fact, many will screen in their 30s. If the rule of thumb when I went to school is to start screening 10 years before one of your loved ones was diagnosed with cancer. I have a problem with that because when my loved ones got diagnosed with cancer, it was so metastasized that what if it started 15 years prior? So I like 15 to 20 years prior, but that's me. Now, what if you have blood in the stool? Oh, if you have blood in the stool, you got to get your butt in for a colonoscopy. I don't care what your age is. If you've had abdominal pain, weight loss, bloating, a change in your bowel habits, severe constipation, you got to get that checked out. And the reason why is we just don't know. You know, people will say, oh, Dolly, I just have a hemorrhoid. I see the hemorrhoid. All right, I get it. You have some blood in the stool because you have a hemorrhoid. But why do you have a hemorrhoid? Well, because I was constipated. Why are you constipated? Is it because you have to push the stool around a mass? Now, I'm not saying everybody with hemorrhoids has colon cancer. But just because you have a hemorrhoid, that doesn't mean you don't have something higher up in the colon or the rectum causing that. So we do have a blood test. It's called a CEA, carcinoembryonic antigen. The CEA can be used to evaluate response to treatment. Don't use it as a screen. We don't run the test to see if it's high. There are stool tests where they can pick up the fecal occult blood tests and also antigen tests, like Cologuard. Those are great. The only problem I have with those is, again, you know, with the scope, if there's a polyp, that could be removed. So for my higher risk, you know, people, I still say get yourself in and get the actual colonoscopy. Because if your sample gets missed I'd rather somebody see the polyps, get rid of the polyps, and then... Yeah, but I understand it's a pain in the butt. Treatment for colon cancer includes chemotherapy, surgery, targeted drug therapy, immunotherapy, radiation. It's not fun. And you know, we've had multiple, celebrities that have died of colon cancer. In fact, Chadwick Boseman, let me get his name right. Rapper Kingo Kid died of colon cancer at the age of 55. Let me see who else. Chadwick Boseman, yeah, he was only 43 years old when he died of colon cancer. Man, 1-877, Doc Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a news conference from the White House this morning, President Joe Biden announced a U.S. ban on Russian oil imports.
We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress and, I believe, in the country. Americans have rallied to support the Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war.
As inflation continues to rise and the cost of a gallon of gasoline has hit an all-time new record high, now the U.S. trade deficit has widened to a record high amid a surge in imports, potentially setting up trade to remain a drag on economic growth throughout the first quarter. The Commerce Department said the trade deficit jumped to 9.4% to an all-time high of $89.7 billion. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court may be looking at new rules for social media. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Byrd.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is hinting that social media companies should be held liable for posts put on their sites. Justice Thomas saying the law known as Section 230, which grants immunity to those companies from lawsuits, is too broad. Thomas's claim was made as the court refused to take up a case out of Texas where a woman sued Facebook after being forced into sex trafficking.
A federal jury began deliberating in the case against a Texas man whose trial was the first for hundreds of people charged in the riot at the U.S. Capitol last year. Guy Wesley Reffitt is charged with storming the Capitol with a holstered handgun strapped to his waist and interfering with police officers guarding the Senate doors. He's also charged with threatening his teenage children if they reported him to law enforcement after that attack on January 6, 2021. Reffitt of Wiley, Texas, didn't testify at his trial. This is USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your comments. No criticisms. I'm just really not in the mood for criticisms. I'm sorry. I just please go easy on me. It has not been an easy time, but we definitely do want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877. Here we go. DOCDALI. So, one of you had asked, did Hitler invade Czechoslovakia first or Poland? A lot of us are going back to our World War II history. And so, I wish I was a historian. I love history. I just don't think I know enough history to be able to answer all those questions. But Czechoslovakia, even though Poland was officially the first country, the assumption of Czechoslovakia, the invasion, and then the surrender of Czechoslovakia to, you know, Hitler forces did happen before. I think that happened in March of 1939, and then Poland happened in September of 1939, which is why Yeah, so it was Czechoslovakia did fall first to Hitler. And so, you know, people have been asking about what's happening to the refugees, where are refugees going? And it sounds like many of these humanitarian corridors that are being set up by Russia are trying to steer the Ukrainian refugees to Russia. They could go to Poland or they could go to Russia. Now, I would not go to the lion's den. If I was a refugee or an evacuee, I would not be going to, hell no, I would not be going to Russia. Now, where are many of them going to? So they're going to Poland, they're going to Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, Moldova. A few went to Belarus, but they say already 99,000 of Ukrainians have fled to Russia. Now, some of these Ukrainians could be the separatists, they could be supportive, or they could be like, you know what? If that seems to be the quickest, you know, way to get out of Dodge, I'll do that. But what is so eerie about all of this is if we go back to what happened during World War II, and I talked a little bit about this, is, you know, my family, and I bring up my family because that's, it's just so personal to me, but my family was hiding out in Poland. Right? The ones who escaped Germany and Austria early enough in the 30s when things were starting to go bad, in the late 30s, I mean, Hitler had already taken over. So, I mean, they just escaped. They got the hell out of there and they went to Palestine, which later became Israel. But we had family in Poland going, Poland's safe. Poland is safer. Why would I get out of Poland? Right now, everything's going on in, you know, it's... The Hitler's not going to expand. It's not going to be a world war. And by the time it did get to that, it went lickety-split. Now, it looks like it's lickety-split from a historical standpoint, but when you actually read, there was a six-month... It took at least a month for them to, I believe, take over Poland. And look, here we are with week two of Ukraine. People are like, oh, Russia's not going to do this. They're not going to be able to make it. Their army sucks. Yeah, I want Ukraine to fight. I really believe Ukraine could hold them off. But remember, Hitler's armies weren't able to take over a whole country any faster. They still took their time. And so as it does take time. So Hitler wanted to expand the German Reich. And so Czechoslovakia was his first target. And I guess this was in the plans. And this was planned for a while, such that they were able to occupy Czechoslovakia going in by March 15th. And I believe it happened pretty quickly. Then, in terms of Poland, actually, the German troops took over Bohemia. They established a protectorate over Slovakia. And then once that happened, people were like, maybe Hitler's lying. Maybe Hitler's not really just one. You know how Putin has said, all I want is Ukraine. All I want is NATO to step back. A lot of you guys have been, you know, asking me, why am I bringing up World War III? Why am I so pessimistic about it? Because Putin is acting exactly the way Hitler did in early World War II. Look, it's not going to be a world conflict because all I want is Ukraine. All I want is Czechoslovakia. So they're like, oh, okay. And then they're like, wait a second. No. Wait. Why do you want Czechoslovakia? And so Hitler, rather than just making Germany better, then they realize, wait a second, this is him moving forward. And then it's a domino effect. And then they want more. They want more. And so March 17th, Chamberlain in a... Chamberlain gave a speech saying that he could not trust Hitler not to invade other countries. And that was after German troops marched and took over Czechoslovakia. So if the UK was even like, huh, I think they're going to be taking over other countries, why can't we now have that same suspicion with Putin? Then by March 31st, Chamberlain guaranteed to defend Poland if Germany invaded. And then so when Germany invaded Poland, and this was, I believe, September 1st, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm trying to go through, you know, that there's a lot of history to go through. That's when officially, I guess, the war started. World War. That's when it became a world war where everybody was, shall we say, look, okay, we're going to be here to help our allies. And that's when they realized that Hitler was a force that was going to not be, you know, not, you can't take his word for it. So that's what we're getting now with Putin. And a worry I have is while Hitler expanded in Germany, Austria, Czechoslovakia, my family was in Poland. And in fact, my Polish family asked my German family and Austria family to come there for safety. Poland was, you know, not in the in that area of fighting. That was where you know, nobody would have thunk that even though World War One had happened, nobody thought that Germany would have that power. They thought Germany was weakened by the Treaty of Versailles. Germany was weakened by World War One. They lost World War One. Who would have thunk? But my German and Austrian family had said, we're getting the hell out of Dodge. It's just Poland's too close for us. And I bring this up because now we have Ukrainian refugees, and the majority of them are going to Poland. I think Poland's fantastic. God bless what they're doing in Poland. But is the same mistake happening? In my family, if somebody said go to Poland and hide out there, I look at Poland is going to be next. It's just, history repeats itself, and hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully Putin goes, you know what, I'm just going to try and take Ukraine, and then I'm going to turn back around and leave everybody alone, and I'm happy, I'm good. No, why were they threatened? Why was he threatening Norway and Sweden? Why was one of the generals showing that Moldova maybe, you know, is on the bucket list? If they're going to expand, they're going to expand now. You know, they know that once they pull back, everybody's going to have their defenses and their suspicions up. Right now, everybody is still in la-la land. No, you know, Putin's army is not going to be able to do this. And, you know, the army's dissenting and they're not going to have, you know, their ruble is falling. And, that, you know, Russia is a country that has been through war after war after war and understands what it takes. And I don't think Putin cares about things like we do. Remember, you're thinking he's using the same logic. You know, if I was president of a country, I'm like, look, you know, I don't want my constituents mad. I definitely don't want my oligarchs mad because somebody's going to put a price on my head. I definitely don't want the drug cartel mad because they're going to, you know, I have to go after them in other ways. So the last thing I need, because they have real good means to knock out my administration. So I'd be like, no. I'm here for my country, not here to expand. America doesn't want other countries. You know, what happened with the fall of the Soviet Union sunk. We're not going to go there. But that's me. That he's not going to use that logic. He's going to be like, I don't care who hates me. We're doing this, and we're doing this now, and I'm going to be famous. And I'm going to have reformed the Soviet Union. It's a scary thought. But I just don't know if everybody going to Poland means they're going to be safe. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news, all right, in sports.
Okay, I love sports. After weeks of negotiations and one of the largest trades in NFL history, Adam Schefter is reporting that the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos have agreed to terms for a deal involving Super Bowl quarterback Russell Wilson being traded to the Broncos. The trade is pending a physical and Wilson's approval. Whoa, Russell Wilson, who has been with the Seahawks for how many years, moving over to the Broncos? Whoa. Whoa, that is a huge, huge, huge trade. So we'll keep you guys posted on. You know, I'm not a big Bronco fan. I mean, I think I won on one Super Bowl with them, and then I didn't win on another because I wasn't doing my, and I have to really stick to my, Now, remember I told you I'm at like 94% now with, you know, my predictions and my picks and all that? Yeah, but Denver Broncos did want Aaron Rodgers. Not happening. Not happening. But it looks like they are trying to get Russell Wilson. Really quickly, Aaron Rodgers, I think, re-signed. There's no way he's leaving the Packers. Let me see, though, what real quickly that. There was some news that came out with that. He is returning to play for the Green Bay Packers, and I think he has a four-year, $200 million extension with the Packers. Rodgers agreed to a four-year, $200 million extension with the team. Wowee. Gosh, look at that money. Man. Yeah, he gets a whopping $153 million guaranteed, and his cap number goes down. That is a huge commitment. Does he have another 4 years? Yeah, that's $50 million a year. Packers, though, need to be doing a little bit better. Dak Prescott, really quickly here, because we're on the subject. I'm a Cowboy fan, so Dak Prescott in the news. Apparently, they have reworked a deal. Dallas Cowboys have reworked a deal with Dak Prescott and Zach Martin to create a $22 million plus in cap room. So basically, these teams, they just can't have rich people like Jerry Jones keep throwing money. There has to be some sort of otherwise the richest team keeps winning. So the Dallas Cowboys have started their march to salary cap compliance. They see the Cowboys restructured the contracts of Dak Prescott, Zach Martin on Tuesday, creating more than $22 million in cap room. So because again, they got to sign on some big people, especially after this next draft. The Prescott move was already planned when the quarterback signed his big deal last year. Cowboys avoided two voidable years to Martin's contract to allow them the chance to get more space this year. Prescott had a salary cap figure of $34.45 million. Martin's cap was $20.19 million. So, Dalton Schultz got a $10.9 million, I guess, contract. So that gave them a little bit more wiggle room. They can now restructure more contracts, release players, ask for pay cuts. DeMarcus Lawrence has declined a pay cut. I don't blame him. Team is waiting to hear from Blake Jarwin. The guy has to be careful. Okay, the Cowboys, yeah, they made it to the playoffs, but barely. Right, don't be messing with DeMarcus Lawrence. Don't be messing with these people. Tight end had major hip surgery last month, so Blake Jarwin could get cut. He might then decide to take, you know, when they're injured, that's kind of when there's some wiggle room. Randy Gregory, Dorrance Armstrong are going to also kind of test the market. So we'll see what happens. Amari Cooper, I think, is re-signing as well as Michael Gallup. Good. Please don't lose those two, please. Now, Gallup is recovering from a torn ACL suffered late last season. The Cowboys think he's going to be ready by September. That comes fast. Football season, 5 months away. It's coming. I can't wait. No, 6 months. No, 6 months. Too long. Too long. All right. The Pentagon has had to close permanently a vast fuel tank facility in Hawaii that sickened thousands of people. The facility leaked petroleum into Pearl Harbor's tap water and left more than 6,000 people sick. The decision was made by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Monday. It was based on a Pentagon assessment, but also an order from Hawaii's Department of Health to drain fuel from tanks at the Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility, which supports U.S. military operations in the Pacific. Following the announcement, Michael Reagan, administrator of the EPA, said it was committed to working collaboratively with our state and federal partners to ensure clean drinking water for the people of Oahu. You think? The tanks were built into the side of a mountain during the Second World War to protect them from enemy attack. They leaked into a drinking well, contaminated water at Pearl Harbor homes and offices. Red Hill has the capacity for up to 250 million gallons for fuel. Nearly 6,000 people, mostly those living in military housing or at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickman, got sick. They got nausea, headaches, rashes, and other ailments. They say some 4,000 military families were forced out of their homes and now are in hotels. So now this raises concerns about the quality of fresh water for Oahu. Now, Oahu is the most populous island in Hawaii. People call it the Big Island. It's not. The Big Island is the Big Island has Kona and Hilo, and it's called Hawaii. Oahu is the one that has Waikiki. Oahu is the one that has the capital, obviously, and is the most populous. So when people go to Hawaii, they usually, that's the most popular one. I like it. It's also the one that has Pearl Harbor. But sadly, the island has an aging tank system. It sits above an aquifer that provides drinking water to most of the island. Sadly, it has a history of leaks. You would think a state that is surrounded by water and such freshness and is the happiest state in the country, time again, it has some of the best health, you know, and access to fresh food, and I mean, beautiful sun. You would think they wouldn't be having issues with water. While the problem is now being addressed, they said it deepened a distrust in the military that dates back to 1893, when a group of American businessmen with support of U.S. Marines overthrew the Hawaiian kingdom. Now, more recently, Native Hawaiians have fought to stop target practice bombing on the island of Kahoolawe and the Makai Valley in West Oahu. So Carmen Hulu Lindsay, chair of the Board of Trustees of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, told AP News that the military has a long history of poor stewardship of Hawaii's natural and cultural resources. Now, I don't know if you've seen, if you've been to Hawaii, there's people driving with an upside-down flag. And I guess it's, and you guys could correct me, but I guess it's a sign of them, you know, supporting, you know, less expansionism into Hawaii and keeping it native and protecting the environment. And I get that. I really do get it. Because, I mean, tourists flood Hawaii, and yeah, it helps their economy. It brings money in. But Governor Ige is like, if you have COVID, if you're not boosted, no. Quarantine, don't come here. Don't mess with our island. In fact, remember at one point he told them not to come to Vegas for a little while because somebody brought Delta from Vegas back to Hawaii? So they suggested that people don't go to Vegas. We were like, no. I love Hawaii. But they say time after time, quote, the people of Hawaii have been left to clean up after the military ravages our sacred lands. From unexploded ordnance and toxic waste to the loss of cultural and historic sites and endangered species without even appropriating resources to finance these efforts. They say for some, the water contamination is now the last straw. They say the crisis has shattered people's trust in the military, and we need to have a presence there. Mind you, you know, we had to stop Japan. We might have to stop China. We need Pearl Harbor. And Hawaii is a state. One of our states. The crisis, they said, has shattered the people's trust. So, yeah, we got to get our poop together over there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.